Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Former Ireland international Fiona Hayes is with us to have a look at the Ireland-England game at 4:45 this afternoon. Our first outing in the Six Nations and our first outing under Simon Easterby. Fiona, are we going to see much in the way of a change either in tactics or tone as a function of Easterby's regime, or will it be Farrell by a different name?
That's a good question. I think with Andy Farrell, for it just being a short period of time, that obviously he's still kind of involved, I'd imagine, in the background. Easterby is there. He's been in that process. So I think even having Baird on the starting team, Anton, is probably a push Easterby would have had. So he has a little stamp on that. He wants a bit more physicality in that pack, and he wants that line-out to be functioning 100%. So yes, he has a bit of influence, but I think style of play and everything would be the exact same.
Well, what you say about the wants a bit more strength in the back row or in blindside, what about the attack overall? Because that is where there has been significant criticism.
Yeah, look, I suppose the thing is we're used to seeing such free-flowing rugby from Ireland. We've been graced with it the last couple of years, and Goodman has come in now and taken over. He probably didn't have a lot of time to have a stamp on that. It's a similar way we attack, you know, it's the same system plays, but it seems teams are able to read us now and we're being caught dead at not getting over the game and we're in big trouble. So I would imagine in the last couple of weeks, this Irish team in particular will know when other teams target the breakdown, try and slow them down. We really struggle to get that free-flowing rugby in the back line, struggle to get the ball out wide where we can cause serious damage. So they would have worked a lot on that, and especially on that plan B, if things are slowed down, if it's not going away, how can we still get that attack functioning? And I think even having Bundy in the centre, it shows that big ball carrier there, it's a place to go if the pack can't get over, if things are going down slow. We know that Bundy's there to get you over the gain line, and they'll just have to set up off that.
Although they're going to have their hands full. England have been very good in recent games against us in disrupting, particularly, as you mentioned, line-out.
Yeah, and even in looking at the last stats, you know, the last game Ireland lost was against New Zealand, and I think it was a 70% only in that line-out. So it was similar in that England game. They lost a couple of big line-outs. So it's an area England are brilliant at. We know Itoje is excellent. But I think they've sacrificed a couple of things as well in the line-out area by having those back rowers, having both Ben and Tom Curry on, Ben Earl. You know, normally we'd see a lot more jumpers with England, but we know what Itoje can do. So I think they're really focusing on that breakdown, maybe sacrificing, stealing or disrupting Irish line out with that. But it's certainly an area I think Paul O'Connell would have worked hard on, because when it's not functioning, it's very frustrating for this team, especially in how they like to play. So England will be looking at it, but I certainly feel like in particular it's that breakdown they're really, really going to go after.
Well, we will keep fingers and toes crossed, because obviously the performance will give us a sense of what the entire tournament looks like. 4:45 kickoff this England, this afternoon, I should say, Ireland versus England. Fiona, thank you very much. That is Fiona Hayes, former Ireland international.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.